The cannabis industry is expected to grow from $150 million in 2018 to over $57 billion by the year 2027. This is a ground floor opportunity, and Greenflower has a free ebook showing the 500 best jobs available in this huge expanding market. Click the link below to learn more and to get your free copy.
And it's about being awake. Now, why is it that so many of my best shows that I think people need to hear get so few views? Why, you know, there's so much censorship.
I get, listen to this, Sarah, don't feel bad. I look at some, you know, events that I do or shows or some things that, and I'm really hard on myself and I get so anxious and nervous. And I've been doing this my whole life. And to this day, I'm a bag of nerves before I go on the stage or I, you know, do what I do because I do so many different things. I write books, I do television, I work murder cases, I work with children, I read. I mean, you know, it goes on and on. But basically the dark side is also censoring. I just want to throw this in here. I know I had to throw this in here because you want to know about it. The dark side is also censoring the web.
Yes.
And so I tell people, be careful what you put up there because they store everything. The police don't even get in their cars anymore. They're all on the computers looking at all the social sites because that's where everybody's in a box right now. And, you know, their phone, their i10 phone or whatever, their iPad. These things are not conducive to our God-given natural energy that we're born. And this energy that we're dealing with, man-made, working with, is not healthy to our physical body. For example, when you hold your phone to your ear, do you ever get your ear, does it ever get hot or warm?
Well, the phone itself will get hot and then I get hot, but I'll feel if I'm in front of my computer or if I'm on the network, sometimes I'll have headaches and feel nauseated a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So then, you know, and then also, Sarah, you got to know this. They will, your angels and guides are going to, they're so happy that you're doing this, but they're going to work with you at your pace. You understand? Because you have free will. You know that. We've mm-hmm. already been free will and co-creation, the short version, but you have free will. And so you just need to wrap it up. You got the easy job. I'm the cleanup.
I got the easy job. I don't know if getting, you know, so are all these people that are trying to get the word out, are we all like put in place to do this? And all the people who are in these tough jobs, taking down a trafficking ring and doing, are they all put in those places to do that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, how much you've been, I'll give you a story, talk about an angel showing up, and I have a witness. I was hauling butt down the highway. I don't even want to tell you how fast I was going, about 100 miles an hour. And I had TV, you know how TV is, 1, 2, 3, go, you're on, you know, you can't be late. And I was doing 100 and the tire blew. Now, you would think doing 100 on 95 or the turnpike or whatever, that you would end up losing control, you know, wreck, whatever. I knew instantly that what happened. I pulled over. I had just looked in my back, you know, your mirror to see behind from when you're in the front. And I looked in the back. No one was there. And then I, you know, got out of the car, got out, so let's check it out, Shante. Long story short, I turn around and this tow truck is there. And then there's this man there, but he wouldn't speak. And I said to him, oh, I didn't see you. Oh my gosh, can you please, I'm talking to him. He wouldn't look at me really. He didn't say one word. He fixed my car and I tried to pay him. Nothing. And I tried to talk to him. Nothing. So I still did. I told him thank you, you know, everything else. But anyways, bottom line is I get in the car. I turn around to look. There's no truck. There's no guy. I just got in my car. There's no way he could have just, boom, the whole thing was gone. And Shantae was with me because we were going to the studio. That was when I had my own show here in Florida on Channel 19, the Angel Show.
Well, let's talk about some hard stuff that you do. And you know, you talk about so many spiritual things, but you have some. You're actually diving into cryptocurrencies. You're diving into the economy. Now you think that the market is, you know, we've been talking. I talk a lot about the market, dollar resetting. There being a major reset. Do you think there's going to be a major reset? And how much longer do we have before this reset's going to happen?
I'm with you. Yes, there'll be a reset. When you mean reset, a new way of order with money.
A new monetary dollar, yes. A new money, whatever that is.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. That's what I've been saying all along.
And when are we, what time frame?
I mean, I even have it up. Time frame, let me say this, Sarah, and you know, I know a lot of mediums and psychics and some of the best, and even speaking for myself, I'll tell you what I find as a reader, as a medium, you know, timing is the most difficult thing for me or anybody, any human, any person. Timing is the most difficult thing to call. Why do you think that
is? Why?
Free will. Because other people influence. And that, you know, can influence it or cause havoc or cause good. You know what I mean?
It can change.
It can change, right? And that's why I tell people, you're only as good as your company. You know, take the high road. Two wrongs don't make a right. Use your words to heal, bless, or educate, or silence is golden. It's like, come on, guys. It's easy. All we got to do is just be good to one another.
Yes. Be good people. Well, in this process, will the United States lose significant power, or will...
We already have.
We
are no longer the superpower that we were.
Naturopath Liz Miller heard a tale about a delicious red tea. Some called it a voodoo tea that members of a Kenyan tribe in the remote African wilderness drank to stop all feelings of hunger. Liz was so intrigued she traveled to Africa to find this tea. What she learned is that, yes, indeed, there is a tea that not only stops hunger cravings, but that also burns fat and gives you unlimited energy. When you drink this tea, you will feel full, satisfied, and energized almost instantly, and your body will actually activate its natural ability to burn fat, a built-in superpower you might not have used in years. After a decade more of research and almost 3 years of real-world testing, the Red Tea Detox Program was formed into a complete program to detox the body and flush away fat. Learn more about this breakthrough discovery at the link below.
And Will another one rise up like China?
Yes.
And when will China rise? Well, you can't do timing, but will China be what we were? That powerful?
You're asking some pretty heavy questions, Sarah. This is going to go out.
You're afraid today. So I'm hearing yes, that's probably true. Because China's a communist country, and that's some scary stuff over there, too. But go ahead.
I might as well say yes, because I'm sitting here holding back, and then I'm thinking, Michelle, you put it out there virally on your social site, Sting Bat. China. Because it's heavy news. When people hear, first of all, they don't even believe it, okay? Most people don't believe anything except what they see on TV or what they see to their eye. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
Or what they experience. How can somebody know something until they experience it, right? So, you know, even you can try to relate, but relating and being, you know, sensitive to someone else, sensitivity is not the same as going through the experience to learn the lesson or the hardship. But China is the superpower. China is the giant. China has been sitting back and preparing for years for this. And they are prepared to take over the world. And they are in cahoots with Russia. And they're sending Russia out as that, so that it looks like Russia's tag team with China. It's complicated. We also have, I call them the little Hitler in Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got the little Hitler in Korea. We got Russia coming right at us. And no, it is not peace. And Trump, you're not going to get a lot of information solutions there. Sorry, but it's true. I haven't heard any, have you?
Well, he's done some good stuff locally with helping people get jobs and
that kind of thing. You know,
but geopolitically, I'm not really, I think there's issues there. You're right.
And that's what I'm talking about. It's, you know, it's really about let's have peace, not war, you know?
And is he really, is any president really in charge? It feels that there he's not.
Right.
It just doesn't seem like he is on that front. Now, is there going to be a war with China? Because are we going to just sit back and let China take over the world? Or are we going to, is there going to be a war? A proxy war between?
There is, yes. I'm answering you and I've answered you and it's viral. There is going to be a war. And I even wrote it. I blogged it. It's up on my site, MichelleWhiteDove.com. And I talk about Russia. I talk about China. I talk about Korea. I talk about who moves out first, who's in cahoots with who. And we got three big problems. Korea, the biggest problem is China, but nobody knows it except for the shadow government. So we have China using Russia to look like the bad guys, like they're coming at us, but it's China behind Russia. Do you follow me?
Yep.
And Korea is really a sideshow of a distraction of the real problems and issues that we have that are detrimental to the planet and our bodies, all living life.
Well, what about Iran? Iran's almost insignificant compared to all this, right? Are they just used as a proxy scenario too?
Absolutely, yes.
And what about Syria? Poor Syria. It seems like Syria's, these people in Syria are just being demolished. They're the victims big time. But what is the deal? Is it just about a pipeline through Syria, or is there something more?
No, there's something more. There's always something more. And I'm going to say this. I know that our government is using Donald Trump as the puppet. Or I should say, they're all puppets, but they're going to, when this big thing, nasty things that we're not good things that we're talking about, but when these things start to happen, we need people to know what to do, right?
Well, so many people in the shadow government hate Trump. So,
no, they're going to use Trump as the fall guy. They're going to pin it on him.
So he's a patsy.
Yep.
That's crossed my mind before, that Trump could be a patsy for a lot of things.
He is a patsy for a lot of things, but he loves the attention. He loves the life. He loves his ego stroke.
Well, a lot of people are hoping that he will take down the pedophile networks and stuff. There's over 50,000 sealed indictments. What are these sealed indictments?
Because people that were in political positions that should have done what they should have done didn't. And so they just, let's just put it under the carpet or, you know, put it through the shredder. I mean, it's disgusting.
But there are sealed indictments and people are, is it good people stepping up all over the place trying to take care of it?
Not yet, Sarah, but we're starting. I mean, this is a very personal Well, this topic is close to my heart for a lot of reasons. One, because I love children, and, you know, innocent women should never, no one should have to be violated and go through that. We don't get an award for pain and suffering. We need to learn it so we know the opposite, which is joy and love and light, but we don't have to do that 200 times and 200 incarnations, you know? So how can we stop it? How can we stop this trafficking? Because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I mean, Mexico, first of all, Mexico, Spirit told me, I couldn't believe it. Spirit told me that Mexico is like Sodom and Gomorrah and that they're going to be wiped out. Because of the drugs and the traffic, child slavery, and, you know, just what they do. They stick people in boxes and ship them all away, and they die in a cargo, you know, in the cargoes.
Yeah. Well, China does a lot of that with organ harvesting. And now if they end up taking the whole, what is their goal? Is their goal to rule the world? Like, yes. Genghis Khan? No.
You nailed it. Every question that you're asking me, you already know the answer. You're spot on. I know all this information. I've known it actually for many years. It's on my sites if you haven't looked. But everything you're saying, you're asking me, but you're asking me because you think you know it, but you want to be sure. So right now you're trying to discern, was that my ego talking to me or was that my intuition? Now you can see and validate that everything that you just asked me, we have the same answer.
Well, it seems, you know, with the Chinese leader defining himself as the leader for life, to me that's scary.
Yeah, but that's, believe me, that will be taken care of. I mean, I really think he's just a sideshow and a distraction of the real issues like Russia and China.
Okay.
Which you don't hear them talking about that. And he'll be dealt with.
That makes sense because nobody's making a big deal out of it.
Yeah. I recognize it. I keep my eye on him. I'm not going to, you know, like just look away and forget about it. Because, first of all, he's already broke the deal that he made with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because Shante asked me, she said, my man, Junior Shante, and she goes, is Michelle, do you really think that Donald Trump and
Little Kim,
do you think that, you know, he's going to stick to this agreement? I said, are you crazy? The minute Donald left, he was laughing because he's not stopping. He's just going to keep going. And he is.
They don't respect anything that they say from that standpoint.
No.
Well, they have been collecting and hoarding gold for years.
And silver. China told, and people don't know this. And I tell people in America this so they get their head out of the sand and they'll help themselves. And so they can have a, you know, graceful and painless life. It's at least as close as we can get to that if they would just listen, you know. All we can do as mediums, we're just messengers, is put the information out there and say, you know, and be the example. I believe you got to live it too. It's not just about knowing it, talking about it, or us doing this interview. It's about living it and living your life like a prayer and doing good deeds. But China said to all the people, and it, you know, it's communist, buy up all the silver. Why? That's a good question, isn't it? Why do they want all the silver?
Well, the silver is, the price is so devalued, and they mess with it. Is that on purpose right now, so they can buy it all?
Yep, exactly. China is buying all silver. I have silver and gold, but I'm going, Spirit told me to go back to silver.
Well, silver is a better buy right now. That's clear because of just
Oh,
the
yeah.
how low it is. It's just crazy cheap. Now, I got to get back to these sealed indictments. There's more sealed indictments now than ever in history. And a lot of people believe that they're starting to take down the criminal cabal that really, like Hillary Clinton and a lot of other people who have committed a lot of crimes against humanity. Are
Yeah,
you
there's.
not feeling that?
Of course, I'm feeling that.
So this is happening.
I mean, I can the best way, Sarah, and I know we're on the air, and I mean this from the core of my soul, is I pray for peace every day. And it's really, we just need to all spiritually wake up and live it and change this. I was born this way, and at 18, I crossed over. They showed me my future 3 times. I know what I have to do, and still, and I've done much of it, and I still have more to do. And I was shown all that. And if I don't do that, that changes everything. If you, let's say if they have, which they do, our shadow government, our government, they have time travel. Yeah, they do. Yep, they have the cure of cancer. I'll keep going. Yes, they created AIDS. AIDS didn't come from gorillas in the Africa from the men. It's just so much of it is not for the people, and what you're seeing and what we're all gonna see and experience, unfortunately, is a division of the people that choose to say, I don't want to listen to you and all your rules, and do what the government says. I predicted, Sarah, that they would mark us, chip us, or like give us how the in the Bible, they talk about the number. Well, I wrote and I went as far as to blog that our government will demand that we're all chipped, that we're marked. And everybody said, that's crazy that they would never do that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? They did it. So there's going to be a time where they're going to tell us it's mandatory to chip us, which
Yeah, I could
means
see that.
a chip in our body that's foreign, not natural to our body, and that's our way to get in and out of everything. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm buying my groceries, I'm getting my hair done, and it's a great tracking device, isn't it?
Well, let me ask you, do the
You know, I'm being
I
you
No,
know.
I know. I see this as a that coming too. I did a show on it about the American Indians who are all being chipped and they test things on them first.
Terrible. It's
Yeah. Now, do they have anti-aging technology?
of course you
And
would keep the technology. First of all, they have time travel, the cure to cancer, they created AIDS. Let's see, name it.
how
They
old
have,
are they? How long have they been living on this planet?
oh, I could not answer that because it's beyond our years, because some of the heads that sit, that people that here, we're just the nobodies. You know what I mean? Compared to the shadow government, the shadow government is heads of not only different countries but also different planets, and not everybody on the shadow or the help me. Shadow government is everybody assumes that everybody that's a part of the shadow government is human, and all humans. Guess what? They're not.
What are they?
Some are humans and some are star beings. I call them star beings or celestial.
Celestial beings. Are they reptilian?
Actually, there are two types of reptilians, and one group lives here and another group comes from another star, another planet. And
Where does that group that live here, where do they live?
I don't think you would want to go and meet them or see them because they're not really like, I would probably say, I do not want to have an encounter ever with one of the reptilians or two different kind. And I would not want to have an encounter with Grays because the Grays, you know, when they talked about UFOs and how the UFOs were taking people and nobody would believe it, but then people were actually starting to see things and there was just too much evidence and proof. And the government's standard line is just, it's a hot air balloon. And that's all we're ever going to hear. And even when it's, we're staring at it right in our face, you know.
Is it because we don't live very long? It's almost like we're children. Because we used to live longer in the past, supposedly.
We could live. That's right. You're spot on. Sarah, in biblical days, they lived for hundreds of years.
Yes. Yeah, so we are prematurely dying. And that's on purpose to keep us ignorant?
Yes. You are on a roll.
Well, because it takes until you're older before you start thinking about this stuff, and then you don't have much time to do anything. I watched Trump when he first got into office, and then that first month it was like he was a different person. It was like he was terrified. He was shocked, shell-shocked.
He didn't expect to win it, but the Russians flipped it. They did it in the last 48 hours, more so the last 24 hours. The Russians interfered, and that's how Trump got it.
Well, wasn't there interference in the first place to try to get killed? I mean, isn't it all fixed anyways?
It is, but it was supposed to go to Hillary, and it was even promised to her. And that, did you see her face when she had to stand there?
She was angry.
Oh, she was more than angry. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I thought she was going to have a heart attack. She was that mad.
Well, the stuff I've heard on Hillary Clinton is that she's beyond evil, that she participates in children ritual abuse and all sorts of stuff. Is that something that you're knowledgeable of?
I'm knowledgeable of those things, but I don't care to interfere or have anything to do with any of that.
It's too dark, it's too close, and it's too dangerous to talk about.
I work with children, not only counseling them, but also I do exorcisms, but only with children. I work murder cases. I won't take any money for that. It's blood money. And I do also a lot of charities for kids. And I read. And I'm one of the one psychic that most people know. And I say they know me, when they call, they know that they're going to get, boom, the bottom line, the truth. Even if it's what they don't want to hear. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And so that doesn't always go over well. I mean, I've had some people tell me, you're wrong, you're crazy, you know, hang up the phone, and then they call back 2 weeks later, can I have a reading? And Shantae's like, but I thought, you know, and long story short, oh, you were right. It just seems so out there, but you were right. So I had to call back and get another reading, you know. It's going to get really interesting, Sarah. So just hold on to pull up your boots.
Pull up my big girl pants and be ready. Well, I think I'm aware of that, unfortunately. Let's talk a little bit about the White Dove Report. You have a subscription service and you're doing cryptocurrency predictions. You've covered 50 coins and world predictions. You have a 25-page report. Now, do you think cryptocurrency is going to be the monetary system of the future? Completely take over.
I feel that it is going to, for the most, for the people, but they still, spirits, the answer is yes, because everyone's afraid because the cryptos are down. So everybody's afraid that it's going to just drop. So my phone's blowing up. People are like, "Oh my gosh, Michelle, are the cryptos in the future? Do you still see them?" And the answer to that is yes. They're down. They're low. I think they're even the lowest today. They'll go back up. I said more late September. I pray so, because people are getting fearful and they're pulling their money out. And see, fear makes you do things that aren't always the right thing, usually opposite, because you just got to be patient and let it sit there and wait. And when it goes back up, don't be greedy, cash out, and don't use your money wisely, meaning don't take your bill money to do this or your food money. If you have a little extra money that you have entertainment or something you want to buy, I would say to people, this is kind of a form of gambling. And if you're going to get into it, it's complicated. And I got into it because I through readings and people asking and spirit giving them the answer. And so then they wanted me to get more involved, and that's how I ended up doing the reports on the cryptos.
Well, and the cryptos, if it's going to take over eventually,
Well, it's
go
what
ahead. We
wait.
just don't know what form.
We no, we can't. I could go out more than 5 years, but people aren't going to relate to that right now. For the future, you need right now, you need cash. You need still plastic, at least one or two, MasterCard or Visa. You need gold. You need silver. You need cryptos. You need a service that you could barter or trade or something to sell
Are we
that.
gonna be in a situation where we're gonna need all these things?
Yes.
And okay, you stopped at the bartering. Is there more? I don't want if 'cause you were on a roll.
So this whole year, and even going in, and this year's almost gone. Look, September, October, November, December. You see what I'm saying? Where it just goes so fast. But we all need the word from spirit is simplicity, and to lay low and do only what you have to do, meet your commitments, be in the moment, be the best that you can be. Check yourself if you have to. It's difficult because the energy that's everywhere, people are whacking out. I'm sure you've noticed that, Sarah.
Oh,
And
yes.
people don't understand. So I'd like to explain that if I can, and I'll make the short version of it. The planet's off the axis, like I told you, and I said nature's off and humanity's off. So humanity has a moment, well, not even a moment really, because this is the time in the Bible that in Revelations that they talk about Armageddon. Let's just say this is the time of the, I don't even like to say the name out loud, but not the light ones, but the other ones that are angels that fell from grace. There's a war waging right now here on earth between light and dark, and darkness is rampant right now. And the light always wins. We always win. And that's why I did that show, America's Psychic Challenge, because I wanted people to have faith. I wanted people to believe in God again. I wanted people to know that they're capable of doing what I can do, and that I can prove it to them, and I did. And I do it, and I'll do it again and again and again until they'll wake up and say, let's stop hurting each other and killing each other and fighting for what? What? Paper? Money? What? Name brand things? Let's love each other unconditionally. That's what we all really need and what we're looking for. That's what we come here for, to be loved unconditionally and to also love unconditionally. It works both ways.
Amen with that. Jeez. Okay. You have your 25-page report. How can people get that and see more? Because you actually talk about what your top predictions, what the best cryptocurrencies are, your top prediction for a lot of that stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who'd like to get their hands on it. What else is in your report and how can they get that?
It's on my website, michellewhitedove.com.
Okay. And how much is it?
$99.
Okay. That's, you know, that's what, it's kind of like the Cliff High report on predicting. Now, will you stay after and do a Patreon segment with me?
A what?
My Patreon segment. That's how I pay for my show.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Yes, I didn't understand. Forgive me, sir.
You didn't hear what I said. That's okay. No. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And I really hope you come back.
I will come back. I'll tell you why. I'm scattered today. And there's just so much information, and I know you have a million questions, and I could answer them. You and I could be up a day and a night talking about all this, and you'd get the information. So you want me back on your show, I'll have happy to do it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you for having me, and please, for everybody, if you want to know what my schedule is or where I'm going, what I'm doing, please go to michellewhitedove.com.
Okay, thanks. Excellent. And you have some stuff coming up where people can see you?
Right now, I just got back from a trip and I'm kind of taking a little rest time.
Okay, because I know it takes a lot out of you, just at a major show. Okay, well, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. You're great, Sarah. And listen, you keep listening to your intuition because you're spot on.